Tom Karkel and the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy, slight chance for some shower activity, and we'll have a high hopefully near about 50 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 46. It's 45 in Burlington. Milwaukee 46, also 45 degrees in Racine. Town of Raymond firefighters right now on the scene of a house fire in the 11,300 block of Highway G. They've gone to a mutual aid box alarm response to that location. Fire reported in the upper portion of that home. No flames were seen by the first sheriff's deputy on the scene, but there was a lot of smoke, a lot of white smoke coming out of that building. So they brought in on the mutual aid call fire crews and equipment from Hales Corners, Oak Creek, the South Shore Fire Department, Kansasville, and Tishigan Franklin, and also the fire bells are being brought in. This fire scenario going on right now in the 11,300 block of West Highway G in the town of Raymond in Racine County. The fire extinguisher company Kitta is recalling 37.8 million extinguishers in this country, another 2.7 million in Canada. The reason? Problems with the plastic handles. The recall covers 134 models manufactured between January 1st of 1973 and August 15th of this year. This also includes models previously recalled back in 2009 and 2015. The extinguishers can become clogged or require excessive force to discharge, and they can fail to activate during an emergency, according to the recall notice. 3 years ago, somebody died when an extinguisher failed to work after a car crash. Customers can contact Kitta for a replacement extinguisher by calling 855-271-0773 or online at Kitta, that's KIDDE.com. The model numbers can be found on the extinguisher label, the manufacturing dates within the 10-digit date code printed on the side of the cylinder near the bottom. For more than 3 hours last night, the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole considered amendments to the proposed 2018 General Fund and Capital Improvement Program budgets, most rejected, but a few administrative recommendations were changed. On the proposal to eliminate Redevelopment Authority bonding capability for the event center, Jeff Coe pointed out the 10 financial benchmarks still exist, that they need to be met before anything else is going to happen.
We're not there yet. I'd like to wait and see, and I'd like on revenue streams and stuff like this, but if this were to take place, I guess to me this is kind of like a placeholder in case something does come up. We don't have to go back to the drawing board. That doesn't mean any dollars is coming out of this and being expended at all right now.
Mayor Dennis Weiser reminding the alderman the only approved money has been the $600,000 for Phase 1.
There will have to be another motion made and another vote by this body if that number is going to be increased, and that rule applies to the $39 million that goes out for bonding. We cannot approve of the bonding tonight. We do not have the proper details. We don't have the proper paperwork. This is not a formal approval of the bonding if this gets placed in the CIP budget.
On a move to take $125,000 in intergovernmental funding out for a feasibility study of the Uptown Theater building, Alderman Henry Perez said he could not support that.
The $125,000 would seem like an unnecessary expense that the city would incur for a private project of which we don't even own. I get redevelopment, but when we have no direct interest, something like this could really be done with private funding. So I would be in favor of removing that money as well.
Development Director Amy Conley noting the theater building has been discussed with Uptown for decades, and the Business Improvement District has been quite engaged on this.
Can we have a look at this building? Is there any way that we can update the architectural analysis that was done in 10 years ago? There was another one done 20 years ago. So nearly really every 10 years this comes up, we look at it, and then it fails to move forward. We would like to take another look at it, and because you have all asked us for our best plans to put forward in a capital improvements plan, the most catalytic projects that we could possibly bring to our community using our intergovernmental funds, we really believe that this is a really good first step.
Both the study money and the bonding authority amendments defeated, along with proposals to cut sidewalk maintenance and replacement funding in half, the addition of the development project lawyer, the side-loading garbage truck purchases, those are dropped in favor of having more discussion about automated service, and that $3.70 recycling fee that had been proposed because because of the green recycling. That's been reduced down to 260, that recommendation, and all the others going to the full council for a final vote next week. And Racine-based Crayons Incorporated has been in a family, the Neubauer family, for four generations. The president right now is Jeff Neubauer, and he's pointed out that the company has been sold to a New Hampshire-based distributor of disposable food service and janitorial supplies called Imperial Dade. The company signing a long-term lease, they will stay in their Racine location, says that it's been in the family for four generations and 100 years, and he cares about what happens in the next chapter. Second meeting in 3 days of Racine's Redevelopment Authority going to take place at 6 o'clock tonight at City Hall. This is a regular business gathering. Tuesday night, the RDA and the Alderman met specifically on the former Machinery Row site for an update from planning staff on how to proceed with that. It will include acquisition, relocation, demolition, and cleanup for possible development. The RDA agenda this evening includes a resolution to approve the new Build Up Racine webpage and logo and branding effort. Also a resolution to formally withdraw from the pre-development agreement with General Capital for the 615 Marquette Street building, part of the Old Machinery Row project. The research director for the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, Dale Knapp, believes that the local development agreement between Foxconn and Mount Pleasant has an unprecedented level of protections for taxpayers. $764 million deal to be financed in large part by tax incremental financing. Paying back the debt depended on the planned development reaching a projected dollar value. And in this case, Knapp says the projection is being guaranteed by Foxconn.
Normally, you're taking a chance that you're hoping the property values, the development, get to a certain point to pay it off. This is guaranteeing that there's going to be at least $1.4 billion of value in the district that will help pay this off. If the values aren't there, essentially Foxconn has to make up the difference.
And another bit of good news, he says, for local taxpayers, the state is offering a 40% guarantee. Burlington Area School District does not require nonprofits with a reciprocal agreement to pay for use of its facilities, but that may change. The Board of Education meets soon to discuss a recommendation from its policy committee to begin charging organized youth and adult groups, non-district athletic teams, colleges and universities, and municipal use fundraisers for school purposes, and district civic and non-profit groups. MyRacineCounty.com quoting Superintendent Peter Smet in opposition to the panel's recommendation. The board, though, may be divided while also noting tight budgetary times. Overall heating costs for the average Wisconsin Energy's customer this winter should remain below $500, that according to the utility's annual winter heating forecast. Utility spokesperson Kathy Schultz says this is all based on what's termed a normal winter situation, based on the average of the past 20 years and what the price of natural gas is going to be if it stays where it is on today's market. She notes that the winter moratorium is now in place on utility shutoffs that started yesterday, and anybody who's behind on bills really should contact We Energies to make sure they don't fall even farther behind.
There may be families who qualify for energy assistance who aren't even aware of it. So what they can do is they can go to the link on our website, they can check out the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program and see if they qualify for energy assistance.
The winter moratorium will be lasting through mid-April. And now that we are past Halloween and into the month of November, more and more you've got the holidays going to start to show up in different ways across southeast Wisconsin. One of them being the Red Kettle campaigns for the Salvation Army. Kenosha's campaign has a goal of $200,000 and is set to launch next Monday at Woodman's, according to spokesperson Marie Lewis. The campaign will go through December 23rd. Bell ringers, of course, always being sought. www.sakenosha.org with more information. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.